Thanks so much for joining me this week for Lectio. I am thankful for this time that is set apart, a time to still our bodies and minds and encounter the heart of God. As usual, I will read the scripture three times. Following the scripture reading, I will hold 2 to 3 minutes of silence for you to listen to God. Let this time and these words of scripture draw you closer to God's heart. Make sure you are in a comfortable position where you can remain alert and yet also relax your body. Take the time you need to become still. Use your breath to help your body relax. Allow a few moments to become centered. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath as an anchor for your awareness. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. Almighty Father, giver of all good things, help us still ourselves before you. Help us step away from the busyness and anxiety of our lives into the peacefulness of your presence. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being our firm foundation. Thank you for giving us good gifts. Draw us to your heart and help us recognize your voice. I will read the passage through once. Notice, as you are listening, what word or phrase jumps out at you, what captures your attention. During the quiet time, hold on to this word. Imagine the word in the palm of your hand. Notice it's there and hold it. This word or phrase of scripture is the beginning of your conversation with God. He's leading the conversation. Your job is to listen and notice. Our scripture is Psalm 95, 1-7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. will read the text again. If you are imagining the word or phrase in the palm of your hand, during the quiet this time, look at the word. Notice things about it. Turn it over. Look at it closely. Explore it with your imagination and your senses. What connections is God showing you between His word and your life? Psalm 95:1-7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. I will read the text a third time. During the quiet, look for an invitation from God. God never forces. He is invitational. We are image bearers, and yet sometimes God's image is difficult to recognize in us. He invites us to be transformed more into His image. What is God offering or suggesting to you? Remember, you don't have to. You are invited, not required. But how will your life and the world be different if you say yes to this piece of God's transformational work? Psalm 95, 1 to 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Now the time for noticing, listening, and pondering is done. During these next moments, rest, enveloped in God's presence and peace. Remember, you are loved, not because of what you do, not because you accepted God's invitation or not, but because God is love. Allow your heart to fill with gratitude for God's presence in this time of prayer. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further and sink into the experience of stillness. Return to your breath if you find yourself distracted. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.